This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Though enforcing it is another question, U.S. President Donald Trump says he is getting rid of TikTok in the United States. This after the short video app's Chinese corporate owner would not agree to sell it. The apparent issue, U.S. national security concerns over how TikTok handles personal data. Losing its American market would represent a major blow for ByteDance, one of China's few global conglomerates thanks to TikTok's commercial success. Reuters quotes a source who says ByteDance's valuation expectations for TikTok exceeded $50 billion and that the company insisted on retaining minority ownership. It seems both ideas turned into dead ends. TikTok has up to 80 million active monthly users in the United States. The U.S. has intensified its economic pressure on China over its treatment of ethnic minorities, notably Uyghurs in far western Xinjiang province. It is the latest sign of badly damaged U.S.-China relations, and it comes after the Trump administration closed the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas, prompting Beijing to force last weekend shutdown of the U.S. consulate in Chengdu. The Treasury Department says it's blacklisted the Xinjiang Production and Construction Corps, known as XPCC, along with its former party secretary and the current deputy secretary. China denies minority mistreatment and says the camps holding large numbers of Uyghurs provide vocational training needed to fight extremism. Washington's action freezes any U.S. assets at XPCC and generally prohibits Americans from dealing with it. Trump administration officials and top Democratic congressional leaders have yet to agree on another COVID-19 economic relief bill, though the White House appears closer to accepting Democratic demands that jobless Americans keep getting supplemental unemployment benefits of $600 a week, which are expiring. Since so many Senate Republicans are opposed to the extension, it will probably have to pass on the strength of Democratic support. Negotiations are continuing this weekend. This is VOA News. The beginning of August brings with it the grim news that coronavirus deaths in the United States soared by over 25,000 in July. The figures come from a Reuters tally and further diminish hopes of quickly or fully reopening the American economy. The United States recorded nearly 1.9 million new cases in July, pushing the total infection count to more than 4.5 million at a cost of $153,000. Some outdoor virus testing sites in Florida are shutting down in anticipation of Hurricane Isaias. Meanwhile, the state's daily death numbers are setting grim records. Nearly 7,000 people in Florida have died in the pandemic. Case count in the state, more than 470,000. Worldwide, Johns Hopkins University puts the COVID case number at 17.6 million, with fatalities approaching 680,000. Mexico now has the third largest loss of lives in the pandemic, close to 47,000, trailing only the United States and Brazil. Mexican health officials yesterday said the country had recorded close to 700 new fatalities. COVID is again spreading in Hong Kong. The semi-autonomous Chinese territory reported 100 new corona cases today. City authorities have reimposed dining restrictions and face mask requirements. Vietnam suffered its first COVID-19 death this week. Now a third victim has died in the city of Da Nang, which has become a hotspot, with more than 100 infections, including a dozen new cases today. Then there is India, which is reporting a dramatic spike of more than 5,700 infections in the latest 24-hour period, pushing its caseload to almost 1.7 million. Over a million of those happened in July. In South Korea, the elderly leader of a religious sect has been arrested after being linked to more than 5,000 of the country's 14,000 COVID infections. He's charged with underreporting religious gatherings. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's putting off plans to further ease lockdown conditions in the UK. Johnson says there is evidence that the prevalence of COVID-19 in the community is likely rising for the first time since May. Britain has lost upwards of 46,000 lives to the pandemic. South Korean tech giant Samsung says today it is ending operations at its last computer factory in China, the latest manufacturer to shift production from the world's second largest economy. This has many companies rethink their production and supply chains amid rising Chinese labor costs, the U.S.-China trade war, and the effects of the pandemic. The Samsung factory involved shipped $4.3 billion worth of goods out of China in 2012. By 2018, that figure was just $1 billion. More news online at voanews.com, including all the latest on the pandemic. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.